You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? You had the big dot weekend.
It was, man. We had a ton of just miscellaneous random things that needed to get done, from doctor's appointments to eye doctor to flu shots to visiting some family out at Fort Logan, which I will say is... it's a sad place to visit, but yet one of the most beautiful places to just kind of sit and reflect and look, you know, out at those rolling hills and all the grave sites and, you know, a lot of people that have sacrificed a lot for this country. And it was just a nice little spot to go hang out for a little bit. So we did that, and we were able to hang out with some friends. We went to a little place that I like to go to called Tap and Dough, got a delicious pizza and some cider. And then yesterday was hell on earth. As we visited a fall festival. I'm not going to mention which one it is. It's down by me, and I knew the moment we started rolling up to it, and you could look over the field where they had police cars and you know, the state patrol directing everybody to get in, and you could just see the like looking at the grave sites at Fort Logan, the waves of vehicles. Thousands upon thousands of people at this festival, you know, wandering out there, pretending to be farmers, picking their own pumpkins and buying $9 beers, crappy food and horrible bounce houses. We were there for about an hour and a half before we were all kind of like, let's get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. Even the kids the entire time were like, oh, my God, what are we doing here? I got stuck in the corn maze, Dom. You know my rule on corn mazes. I don't go in them. I hate them.
I thought you weren't going to do it.
The family pulled me in. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. I went in. I posted some pictures on our Facebook page. Not happy about it. A majority of our time was spent wandering around the corn maze where you feel like a complete and total idiot. We finally latched onto a couple that looked like they knew where they were going and what they were doing, and we followed them, and we finally got out because we were following them. Yeah, Dad was some sort of map expert or something, so we followed that little family and finally got out. But yeah, just we're starting to learn now, too, that the kids are probably getting a little too old for this stuff. Knick-Knack's very sad about that. She's kind of missing out on the family experiences, I think, with young kids and the joy, whereas I'm kind of like, nice. It's nice to move on and we don't have to do this stuff anymore.
Well, they'll be smoking and drinking before you know it.
That's right. They'll be out whoring up the town before we know it. I'll be longing for the corn maze days.
I've stated many times I absolutely loved when Dominic was a wee little tyke. It was fun doing all that stuff with him. But nothing compares to being the parent of a grown-ass adult.
Yeah.
And being able to hang with them, have beers with them, go out to dinner with them.
Yeah.
Just
that's nice.
Watch football games together. Yeah, I have some sentimental memories about him as a little kid, but there's
this
just
stuff
something
was
special.
Nice.
It's nice. It's cool.
When they're
and
young.
You always have those memories, but man, it's great once they become adults.
When they're young, the pumpkin patches and everything are a lot of fun. They're out there trying to pick up their pumpkin, and it's so cute. You get a bunch of little pictures.
It's cute.
But now it's like we've done it for so many years now. The special aspect is definitely worn off. You kind of know what you're getting into.
Especially when you got those waves of traffic pulling into something like that.
And it was so dusty. Like the dust was like just getting in our eyes. And it just was not good. It really was not good. That was my weekend. Oh, I got my bike out. I forgot to tell you. So I was all, you know, excited about my e-bike and everything. And, this is the greatest purchase I've ever made. I went and zipped around for the first time for about 12 miles or so on it, all over the place, kind of in my neighborhood and just down around some golf courses and stuff. And I got home after a good 45 minutes on it and pulled into the driveway and...
Flat tire.
I don't know how I made it home, but it was full of those little cockaburros, or they call them goat heads, I think, in the tires. There was all just like 1,000 little puncture wounds in it because I was going off-road a little bit. I was like, wow, I had this thing out for 45 minutes, a chunk of cash later, and...
Well, that love affair might have ended pretty quickly.
I was like, what the hell?
You know, as soon as there's a blemish in that relationship, you're going to check out, man. So,
I know. I was like,
oh,
geez.
Well.
Well, it was fun.
It was fun.
Did you get any exercise at all, or did you let it do all the work?
No, I did. I did exercise. Okay. I kept it on level one, so I still pedaled. Man, it's a blast. I'm telling you, if you're thinking about even getting one, Dom, you should. You're probably not thinking about it, but they are. They're fun. They're a lot of fun.
I tell you why it doesn't work for me, because you live in typical suburban neighborhood, right? You got sidewalks, probably. You've got neighborhoods. There's a lot of places for you to ride. I live in the boonies, where it's just two-lane country roads. There's no sidewalks, and cars whipping around at about 65 miles an hour down these little windy two-lane country roads. It's just, you'd be dead trying to ride a bike along there.
Well, you need to get this.
You'd have to load. And I just, the whole thing about loading a bike onto a vehicle and driving it somewhere to ride the bike, mm-hmm. I understand a lot of people do that. Power to you. To me, it's kind of silly. It's like, I'm driving my bicycle somewhere.
Right. Yeah, to go ride it.
I'm not going to do that. So I'll just continue to do my walking and running. I went to the park this weekend and I put in a ton of miles, and it was gorgeous and it was wonderful. We're going to be talking in our trending report. I'm really interested in this story about people who get some pretty good exercise in, what they do afterwards. And there are some sub-levels to this story that are really interesting. So if you're somebody who works out a lot, there's some really, it's a kind of wild report that's out about your health based on what you do after your workout.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Other than that, the only thing big news that happened at our house was the outside got decorated for Halloween finally.
Hey.
And I got to tell you something. I think she came up with it on her own, because she's not on Pinterest. I'm talking about Gretchen here. She's not on Pinterest. I don't think she saw it anywhere. I think it was her own idea. But she took those, those vertical. Have you done tomatoes at your house? Have you grown tomatoes?
No, but I'm familiar with the process.
Okay, and you know those little wire things that are about, oh, I don't know, 3 feet tall?
Tomato cages, yeah.
Tomato cages, like little cones, right? I'll send you some pictures, because maybe you guys might want to do this at your house, because it looks really cool. She set up like 4 or 5 of those along the driveway, and then put like a balloon thing inside that acts as like the head at the top.
Yeah.
And then she draped some sort of white flowing stuff. I don't know. It's like plastic or whatever over it. And inside put some white Christmas lights.
Sure.
So at night, these things are glowing and they look like ghosts, like really cool looking ghosts along the driveway.
Yeah.
And I was like, where'd you come up with that? She goes, I don't know. She goes, I was just looking at the tomato things, and I thought this would make for a fun Halloween decoration. And already two different, and you know, we're the outcasts in the neighborhood, right? People don't like us in the neighborhood, because we don't play their reindeer games. But two different people in the neighborhood had already stopped her and said, oh my God, that is the greatest thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get, maybe that's I'll cool. get some pictures and I'll post it. I'll get some pictures tonight when it gets dark, because looking at them during the day is not that big a deal. But I'll get some nighttime photos or dusk photos where they're lit up.
That's cool.
And I'll put them on our Facebook page so in case anybody wants to.
How'd you make those? Get ready for that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll give the little. It's not that difficult. I'll tell you. It's a tomato. What'd you call it? A tomato,
tomato cage.
A tomato cage, something round that can act as the head, some Christmas lights, and whatever would work as like a sheet.
Did you do a but Sharpie? I don't think you wanna, is there a Sharpie involved for the eyes?
No, she didn't put any faces on them, which makes it even better.
Okay.
So, anyway, I just thought that was really cool. And so, we are officially decorated for Halloween.
That's a cute factor of about 8.7, I think.
Yeah, it really is.
Really good.
It really is.